Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, September 30th. There was an excellent membership meeting last Thursday. Not only was it well attended, but also our activist classroom training session received a visit from State Senator John Liu. It was homecoming for Senator Liu, since OSA had supported him since he was a pro-labor member of the city council and as an anti-Tier 6 comptroller for the city of New York. He commented that Governor Cuomo, who brought us that lousy retirement plan, had taken a dislike to Comptroller Liu when John opposed the change. Now, years later, Senator Liu says the governor still holds it against him. That's okay. We like him. Our report to the membership on negotiations was brief on the contract. We are still waiting for the city to agree to the next date. However, we did have one victory. Brand new members hired after July have been required to sign up for the HIP HMO. Labor agreed to this experiment as a part of the health benefit negotiations, and it sounded mostly harmless. New employees are generally young and healthy, and if after a year they did not like HIP, they could always drop out at the end of the next reopener. It turned out not to be harmless when the HIP HMO optional drug program came up with an astonishing cost for the family drug plan of about $650 a month. We did not even believe the numbers when we first were told. Okay, that will now be corrected by a special reopener on November 1st. The new price going forward will drop to a still steep $225 a month, but it's a lot better. If HIP HMO cannot control its cost better than that, we foresee very few members staying with them in the future. Members interested in learning about pensions or a wide variety of other topics should note that we have a number of classes available this fall. Check the summer mailing at osaunion.org for details. Seriously, the news last week of a delay from October to February in the administrative analyst exam was first contradicted and then confirmed by DCAS. Apparently, it was a decision still in progress. We do not know the reason for the delay, but one possibility is that the personnel branch of DCAS simply took on too much too quickly. If that is the reason, we can understand and look forward to a better exam after the delay. Finally, the protests, the instructions for protests for the Associate Staff Analyst exam have been handled very unevenly. Most candidates appear to have been told how to protest, but others were not. If you were not told, send DCAS a letter noting which exam it was and asking to be allowed to be in the protest. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.